but say I have known you a long time. You will not go within 100 miles of Oberwald, will you?
Not at all, Your Reverence.
That is an order.
I understand, of course.
You've disobeyed my orders before, though, in Omnia, I remember.
Tactical decision made by the man on the spot, Your Reverence. It was more what you might call an interpretation of your order, said Lutze.
You mean going where you had distinctly been told not to go, and doing what you were absolutely forbidden to do?
Yes, Your Reverence.
Sometimes you have to move the seesaw by pushing the other end. When I did what shouldn't be done in a place where I shouldn't have been, I achieved what needed to be done in a place where it should have happened.
The abbot gave Lutze a long, hard stare, the kind that babies are good at giving.
Lutze, you are not to go to Oberwald or anywhere near Oberwald, understand? He said.
I do, Your Reverence, you are right, of course, but in my dotage may I travel another path of wisdom rather than violence. I wish to show this young man the way.
There was laughter from the other monks.
The way of the washerwoman, said Rinpo.
Mrs. Cosmopolite is a dressmaker, said Lutze calmly,
whose wisdom is in sayings like, it won't get better if you pick it, said Rinpo, winking at the rest of the monks.
Few things get better if you pick at them, said Lutze.
And now his calmness was a lake of tranquillity.
It may be a mean little way, but small and unworthy though it is my way.
He turned to the abbot.
That was how it used to be, Your Reverence, you recall? Master and pupil go out into the world, where the pupil may pick up practical instruction by precept and example, and then a pupil finds his own way, and at the end of his way, he finds himself.
Burdum, said the abbot.
First, he finds a teacher, said Lutze.
He is lucky that you will be that teacher.
Reverend sir, said Lutze, it is in the nature of ways that none can be sure who the teacher may be. All I can do is show him a path,
which will be in the direction of the city, said the abbot.
Yes, said Lutze, and Ankh-Morpork is a long way from Oberwald. You won't send me to Oberwald because I am an old man, so, in all respect, I beg you to humour an old man.
I have no choice, when you put it like that, said the abbot.
Reverend sir, began Rinpo, who felt that he did.
The spoon was banged on the tray again.
Lutze is a man of high reputation, the abbot shouted. I trust him implicitly to do the correct action. I just wish I could trust him to do what I want. I have forbidden him to go to Oberwald. Now do you wish me to forbid him not to go to Oberwald? Be it! I have spoken. And now, will all you gentlemen be so good as to leave? I have urgent business to attend to.
Lutze bowed and grabbed Lobsang's arm.
Come on, lad, he whispered. Let's bugger off quick before anyone works it out.
On the way out, they passed a lesser acolyte carrying a small potty with a pattern of bunny rabbits around it.
It's not easy reincarnating, said Lutze, running down the corridor. Now, we've got to be out of here before someone gets any funny ideas, lad. Grab your bag and bedroll.
But no one would countermand the abbot's orders, would they? Said Lobsang as they skidded around a corner.
Ha! It'll be his nap in 10 minutes, and if they give him a new toy when he wakes up, he might end up being so busy banging square green pegs into round blue holes, he'll forget what he said, said Lutze. Politics, lad. Too many idiots will start saying what they're sure the abbot would have meant. Off you go now. I'll see you in the Garden of 5 Surprises in 1 minute.
When Lobsang arrived, Lutze was carefully tying one of the bonsai mountains into a bamboo framework. He fastened the last knot and placed it in a bag over one shoulder.
Won't it get damaged? Said Lobsang. It's a mountain. How can it get damaged?
Lutze picked up his broom.
And we'll just drop in and have a chat with an old mate of mine before we leave, though. Maybe we'll pick up some stuff.
What's going on, sweeper? Said Lobsang, trailing after him.
Well, it's like this, lad. Me and the abbot and the bloke we're going to see, we go back a long way. Things are a bit different now. The abbot can't just say, Lutze, you are an old rogue. It was you who put the idea of Oberwald into everyone's heads in the first place, but I see you're onto something, so off you go and follow your nose.
But I thought he was the supreme ruler.
Exactly. And it's very hard to get things done when you're a supreme ruler.